Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Free.
This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Detroit, a day early, but you know that's always fine. Being early is fine. Coming out of Detroit, legally armed in Detroit, we are talking with Rick Ector, the director. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing on this, at least in Metro Detroit, sunny day? How are you doing today?
Well, right here, right now, today, it is chilly. It is raining, and my rheumatism is kicking up.
But you have a good roof over you, right?
Yeah, but, you know, no fun. that means I'm dry and sore instead of being moist and sore, I guess. So, anyway.
Man, you can't have everything. Right. No, you can't. Sometimes some compromises, you know, are in order until you're in a better situation. But, man, look, you're alive, you're breathing, and yes, we are having another edition of your show, man. Great to be aboard.
A Vector, the director. Yes, sir. So I called Rick earlier and I said, hey, can you come on a day early? And he's like, well, I got to get my stuff together. So you told me you got your stuff together. What's on your mind today?
Well, man, you know, I would be remiss if I just did not, like, just growls about things as they are here in our great Wolverine state, man. You know, we've talked before about the laws that are going to be changing here relatively soon. As a matter of fact, this week. But some members of the anti-gun party here on the state level in Michigan are, I guess, testing the waters in the media with their proclamations that there's still work to do and things that they're trying to push for. You know, when they railroaded, you know, that earlier anti-gun legislation through the red flag laws and the long gun registration and the other ilk, they got into a place, man, where there are a couple of people that have left the state house, and right now the state house is currently deadlocked at 54-54. And presumably they're floating these positions out in the media, man, where they're trying to, I guess, gauge, you know, our appetite for more gun control. And it just really surprised me the things that they're at least talking about, but they can't do anything just yet because they're deadlocked 54-54. We're going to have a special election coming up in April, and there's two open seats, and they're licking their chops that they can regain control of the state house. But in the meanwhile, I am looking at the things that they're pushing out here, man. Right. And some of the things that they're pushing, they're going to look at preemptively doing something about ghost guns, right?
Like what?
Also,
what are they going to do?
They don't like it, right? Yeah. The article that I was referencing from the local newspaper here, man, they didn't have any specifics. They were just listing some of our state senators and some of the things that they considered to be their priorities.
Well, I think, so, you know, they've already gone through the ATF thing with the whole frame thing. That's the ghost gun thing, the frame thing. So I guess they want to do something local, which that will, I would imagine that gets challenged in Michigan and gets beaten back, because that would be, that would go up against Bruin.
Well, you know, things have a process, man. And, you know, just because it's the right thing to do don't mean that you'll do the right thing in that moment. You know, it's all subject to review if they rule against you.
Right.
But if there's a pro-Bruin position to take such that it can be eventually beat back, we're still going to suffer in the meanwhile, man.
Right.
We're still reeling from red flag laws that's going to be implemented in a matter of days, man, on Valentine's Day. A couple of other things that they rammed down our throats are long gun registration and storage law, and there's a new domestic violence law, which is wholly unnecessary because there's a prohibition against guns at the federal level, so... It won't stop them, though, right? Won't stop them.
No.
You know,
never does.
The ghost guns, that's the one law that they're talking about, man. But then they're also talking about, get this, man, they want to eliminate stand your ground, man. There's a state senator here by the name of Brabeck, according to the article I'm looking at in today's Free Press. They want to eliminate stand your ground, man. They want to go back to a so-called duty to retreat.
Right.
I can't think of anything that would be more heinous. So what I really don't understand, man, is what's wrong with defending yourself right where you are when an imminent attack appears?
Well, you know, but then comes this issue. I got really bad knees. The likelihood that I'm going to run from anybody for any particular reason, you know, when I'm wearing shorts, it looks like I have two knees on my left leg. I mean, that's just how bad they are. So, being able to, retreat is a subjective thing. Some of us can't.
Right. I mean, there might be some physical limitations that you spoke of a few seconds ago.
Right.
And here's the other thing. I mean, when you start mandating that someone retreats before defending themselves, the manner in which you actually retreated, that is, which option you exercised, did you go north instead of south or east instead of west? I mean, the way you allegedly tried to evade or retreat, that's subject to review, man. I mean, they say, well, gee, yeah, you know, your life was in danger.
How far do you have to go?
Yeah, how far do you have to go? I mean, if you're even capable of running. And I mean, you were just talking about, you know, some of the physical issues you've got, man. But, you know, they might want to review your medical records and determine whether your medical condition is such that you can run and you say you can't run, or you actually don't have pain where you're alleging that you have pain. There's no pain here. You can hook someone up to.
Well, if they got out, see, they're already doing this right now, and the federal government's trying to do this right now. And I'll tell you about this in the next little segment, but they're already trying to do this thing where we start having different classes in the same jurisdiction, like the bad knee classes. Well, you guys can just blow them clean out of their socks if they're attacking, you know, that kind of thing. And if you can run, then you have to run. And if you don't, we find out you got good knees, then you're in big trouble. And I'll explain what's going on with this. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I'll explain.
I don't think I've seen this.
Well, what I'm about to tell you is going to, you're going to get, it's probably going to rile you up, because I know Mr. Ector. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector. You can find me. Detroit CCW is the handle I use on my social media profiles, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and yes, even IMDb.
Even IMDb. We will be right back talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. I'm gonna give you this, and you tell me where you can see the comparison to this, because right now at the White House, you know, they launched this thing back in September called the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Right.
Okay.
All right. This is coming out of the White House.
Well, why don't they also eliminate all the other kinds of so-called violence that's out there too? But go ahead.
Well, see. That's because, you know, violence is actual violence against human beings is perpetrated by humans, so we could be calling it human violence. But then that takes them down the primrose path of how come these humans are violent? Oh, yeah, it was our policy. So they just can't have that. So what they're doing now, because COVID works so well, they've decided to say that violence is a public health crisis.
Oh.
So they are going to go. They're going to start something called Community Violence Awareness Week. They want it to coincide with Black History Month. So they want to go.
There's a link there somewhere.
Here we go. They're going into the black communities to push this. And what they want to do within these black communities is they want to declare a health crisis. Right? And that means that those same things that were happening during COVID, where they could do all these things by executive order, they can now do in these black communities. So, you know, we keep hearing all these things, oh, half the murderers are black and half the victims are black. So they're going to go to the black communities to do this because they think that they've got something on this. Number two, they're going to use executive orders to implement red flag laws in black communities, not in the larger community at large, not the state, not the city, just the black community.
That just sounds like racist laws to me.
It gets better. They want to create a Community Violence Awareness Week and associate it with Black History Month. They're going to focus primarily on black communities. They want to create programs to train black community leaders on how to obtain federal money that they can use to implement gun control on the folks living within their communities. And this is all going to be self-inflicted. This is all going to be voluntary. The communities and the leaders of the communities, which I did not realize that the black in the black part of, the black part of Detroit, is there a community leader there that supersedes the mayor in that particular jurisdiction?
I don't think that there's anyone that supersedes the mayor.
Yeah.
I know that there is some appeasement to certain, entities in the city that particularly, not too many months ago, the city was announcing some grant money to, community groups who could put forth a proposal that they felt that would aid in reducing violence in the community. I haven't particularly seen any initiatives myself, but I'm sure if there's money to be had for a program,
people
will find a way to spend the money. And if I recall this correctly, if they could actually produce data that purports or alleges that their efforts led to a reduction, that they might have opportunities for increased funding going forward. But
see, all that's going to happen is in these black communities where they've got black law-abiding people, because black people are not just inherently violent or lawbreakers. They're just regular people, right? In these communities, right, the only ones that they're going to go after are going to be the law-abiding ones. So it's not going to bring crime down. And this is also a violation of the 14th Amendment in addition to the Second and a few others, you know. So, this targeted gun control, racially motivated targeted gun control.
Yeah, and it's really sad to see and to hear of such things, because people are largely unaware that that's how we got into this whole gun control business anyway. It wasn't because of any innate concern about defenseless people protecting themselves. I mean, these gun laws were put on the books, Jim Crow era laws and before, to make sure that certain marginalized and targeted people, particularly black people, wouldn't be targeted and could be committing crimes against them with impunity without worrying about any reprisals or people, heavens forbid, defend themselves. But
here come the feds.
Don't let that stop it, man. But I find it particularly, I keep saying evil and heinous, man, but you're going to a community that is, you know, has a fair number of crimes, and it's something that we have to contend with. But then when when you're creating these so-called programs or certain initiatives that are really stealing a playbook out of, you know, the Klan and other heinous organizations from history, it really decries the fact that we are not doing a good job of educating people about the history of gun control.
Well, I mean, that's primarily because it's has nothing to do with the human violence that goes on. It has everything to do with controlling law-abiding people. The law-breaking people aren't going to pay attention to that. This has got to be stopped. This is absolutely, I mean, this is just an aberration.
And so there's this other law that they're floating, man. They're talking about, well, hey, you're a military guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your take on raising the purchasing age from 18 to 21?
Well, like on long guns?
Well, I mean, here in Michigan, under current law, right, you can buy a firearm, I mean, like a, particularly a rifle and a shotgun, you could buy it at 18.
Right.
You just can't buy it from an FFL, from a federal firearms licensee. You can buy a gun, but, you know, you have to buy it through a private sale.
What about a handgun?
I believe handguns, you still need a pistol purchase permit, and you still would...
So do you have to be 21 to get one of those?
Yeah, you still have to be 21.
Okay. So, that's... I don't know why they do that. I don't know why they do that, because the ones that are going to go out there, and what are they going to do after they turn 21? The ones, and part of this, you know what, part of this is, well, you know what, we're going to have to carry this over into the next little bit because we're coming up on the next break. So that means here in like in about, about as long as it takes for me to say this, you need to tell everybody how to find you. You need to be telling everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, NRA Director Ector. You can reach me on all social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, right here, Director Ector on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Director Ector.
Hey,
I do like that. I wish my last name rhymed with something like that. What is my last name? It rhymes with nothing.
Grady.
Well, that's not cool. I'm looking for something cool. Anyway, you hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump disclosed a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina on Tuesday. He acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Also, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Boeing has announced a leadership change for its 737 MAX program. On Wednesday, the company revealed that Ed Clark is departing from Boeing after almost 20 years. The move comes in the wake of increased scrutiny of the 737-9 MAX jets following an incident last month where a door plug fell off an Alaska Airlines flight. Keep an eye out for kayakers in the desert. In Death Valley, rangers are permitting kayaking on Lake Manly. It's a body of water revived after 10,000 years due to 2 years of heavy rainfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rick Ector, the director, and we're talking about 18-year-olds and being able to buy guns. And you know how they do that, right? You understand how they do that. They include the 18- and 19-year-olds in the children that get killed by guns. They're part of the children. The adult teenagers are the children that get killed by guns.
Right, and they're legally eligible to go to a local U.S. Army or Marine Corps recruiting station, raise their hand and take an oath and join the military. But it seems ridiculous that we are inducting children into our armed forces to defend America and our way of life, but so be it. They play these mental gymnastics every time they take a public position, particularly on guns, right?
Well, they do, but I mean, the thing about taking somebody and putting them in basic training and having them come out, that teaches one thing that they can't mess with as far as age limits and everything else. Some of these things that they do with age limits when with a kid that has been through basic training, he learns about imagination. He learns how to improvise.
Okay.
And, I mean, at that point. Now we got problems because that's where that all comes out, because the military teaches you that the mind is the weapon. Now, having the tools to do the task is where it really comes into play, but the mind is the weapon. So they're learning that. So they can get out there and try to mess with that, but there's no way to really enforce that with somebody that is intent on getting a gun. So, you know.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
They want to implement, and this is on their wish list, right? They can't do anything legislative right now because the state house is deadlocked at 54-54. But they want to put 14-day waiting periods from the date that you purchase the gun. So you go into your FFL of choice, you do all the paperwork, you buy the gun, but you got a 14-day waiting period until the sale can be finally consummated with you walking out of your dealer with the gun in tow. Can you imagine that?
Now, where did 14 days come from?
that's the number that they have, man. You know, you could insert any number. Like, you could put 7 in there, it 21. It's still the same.
Is that the Charleston loophole? They're getting rid of
it. Is that what they're calling it?
Well, I mean, you know, with Dylan Roof, when he shot up the AME Emanuel Church here in Charleston, he went to buy a gun, and they messed up his background check. And as federal law states, if it doesn't come back one way or the other, in 3 days, you get your gun. That's been that way since the Democrats wrote that into the law.
It's been that way since forever.
Yeah.
I'm talking about where you go into a retailer, your friendly FFL, it's to purchase a gun.
Yeah.
Okay, you go through all the mechanics of buying the gun and basically all of your information and to consummate the transaction, but now you have to wait 14 days until you actually take possession of it.
Well, I mean, the reason I was asking where they get the 14 days from is because California has a 10-day wait.
I mean, whether it's, you know, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, or heaven forbid, they get really, you know, stupid and want to make it 30 days. I mean, the whole point is that we are, I guess, as citizens, are mindless, or maybe they're under the mistaken belief that if for some reason your life is being constantly threatened by what may be perceived as a determined adversary, that waiting 14 days is somehow going to solve that problem. Like, you decide you want to go buy a gun and go do something bad with it. You've had 14 days to think it over, and then supposedly you've cooled off and you no longer are entertaining any foolishness, right?
See, that's a bunch of, do you know who Elliot Rodgers was?
Name sounds familiar.
So,
was he like that gentleman that was was it Virginia Tech?
No. Elliot Rodgers was a student in East La Vista in California. He went and he would buy a gun in California. He would have to pass a safety class. He would have to wait 10 days. Then he had to wait 30 days. Then he would do it all over again. Did that 3 times. They're only allowed 10 round magazines there. He bought 41 of those, and his was not purely a shooting rampage because he started out knifing people to death. Then he shot some people. Then he ran some people over with a car. So he was like a snack pack. He was just doing it all. But he worked within the law. He you know, up to the point to where he went rampaging. He went through the law. He got his certificate. He had to go in California. You got to take a safety class each time. Had 3 of those. Had to wait 30 days in between purchases. Had to wait 10 days each time to pick up the gun. He did that 3 different times. So that's not. There's no cooling off when you're insane.
Yeah, when you have the mindset that you're going to do something inherently evil and insane, yeah, I mean, you're not going to cool off. You're actually just going to show exactly how determined these nut jobs are.
Right.
But see, my concern is on the other side. It's like, say you have like a particularly advanced or mature person who actually moves out of mom and dad's home at 18 or maybe, you know, you're an orphan, you've been in foster care, and now you're an adult and you have to fend for yourself. And you go out into the world and you go get you a place. And owning a firearm seems like a responsible thing to do if you're taking ownership of your personal safety and you want to go buy a gun. So what's the point of making me wait 14 days from when I have a need to get a gun? Well, I mean, what's the benefit? If I just want to do it because it just makes sense.
There's no benefit in making you wait. It's all exercise and control. Although I do have a surefired way to get all of your gun rights back right this minute.
What is it? Vote like it's going to make a difference? What?
Move to South Carolina.
Be careful of what you ask for. A bunch of snowflakes might make it down to South Carolina and
well, there's a few of you that should take that, should go ahead and do that because, you know, I look at, and here's the thing about these states that keep going this way. They're just becoming more so, even in the face of Bruin, they're just becoming more so, and they're doing everything they can to make it hard on you guys just to just to exercise your rights. And yeah. what is it about making you helpless that makes this a smoking hot idea? Why is that a good idea for you guys?
Man, evil will find a way, man. See, you know, the thing is, we're all, well, not we, Jay. Yeah. The anti-gunners are so hell-bent on finding more and more classes of the citizenry to disarm. They're no longer even paying lip service to the people who are known bad actors creating all of this crime in the community. And you know what? As a matter of fact, if they do happen to catch them, they're turning them away with no cash bail and, you know, whatever few dollars they have in their pocket, they'll take it from them and send them back out into the streets to commit more crime, man. But I digress, right? I'm preaching to the choir.
Right.
One big one that they're also pushing, at least opining in the local newspaper, is they really are looking to do something with doing away with our local, excuse me, banning open carry, man. They really, wow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the last break, so one more time, if you'd be so kind, if you would go ahead and tell everybody how to find you, and we'll get in on that one real quick.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit. I have public profiles, Detroit CCW, on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, even IMDb.
Even IMDb. That just excites me thinking about it. Just
Movie stars.
It's just like listening to the swimming pools movie stars. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We've been talking to Rick Ector, the director, and when we just left off, he was telling me that they're talking about doing away with open carry in Michigan. Now, what would the pretense be on that one? What is it about open carry that they could say, well, this has caused so much crime, we have to take it back now?
I can't see how they can say that it causes crime. One frequent argument that you hear all the time is that if someone is exercising their right to open carry, that they may get increased calls and that those calls may presumably tie up resources that could be answering 911 calls.
Oh, so playing the what-if game.
Yeah, they're playing the what-if game. I mean, that and a recent call to also give local control over our gun-free zones here, too. You know, and see, in the state of Michigan, we have a preemption law, and I think it's a very good feature that we currently have in the law. That said, what this preemption law does is it prevents local unit of governments from creating their own local gun laws.
Right.
Like what city do you live in?
Simpsonville.
Right. So that city could not create its own gun law, which would be different from the next community over. And I think that's one of the great things about current law with regards to the preemption is that no local unit of government can create their own gun laws, right? But see, once you start putting in this system of different laws, you know, one community over, you know, we have a ton of suburban areas, you know, right outside of the Metro Detroit area, man. It becomes almost impossible to be, one, knowledgeable of each of the individual's laws in these different communities, but you're certain to run afoul of one of them at some point in time. I like the fact that we have uniform gun laws across the state. All you have to do is learn the law once, and it's really easy to follow because you don't have to, you know, consult, you know, Google Maps or some online app that tells you how to get from point A to point B to know whether you're in violation of the law or not. It's just another mechanism for people to be not in compliance with the law and then be subject to contact with law enforcement, who, if they're following that particular law, you could find yourself in a lot of trouble, man. And we know that gun laws are numerous. They carry high penalties, huge fines, and they're punished severely. And, you know, it's just another day, you know, another stab at infringing upon us and to eventually get us to a place, man. And I very honestly and sincerely believe this. They really want everyone to be completely disarmed and helpless. So heaven help us all if they actually make it happen, man. I really would hate to live in a world in which we were completely disarmed and would have to appease the government that so-called works for us.
Well, back in the 80s, Berlin was a separated city. There were, three countries that controlled three different parts of Berlin. And if you wanted to go on the Berlin tour as a military guy, you had to drive through East Germany. You had to get a permit to go, and then you had to drive through East Germany to get there. And what they would do is they would have a speed limit change like every 10 feet. So that, you know, you'd be coming up to speed, then you'd have to come down. And they had their version of the East German Highway Patrol there. And it was all a money grab, right? It was all a money grab because there was just no way not to transgress the law, like you're talking about, where you're getting out there and having this patchwork of different crime laws or different gun laws or gun rules and all these other places. And that's a communist thing. That's trying to set you up to where you're going to break the law.
Yeah, it's basically a system where it's designed for you to fail. You know, where, you know, like the so-called speed traps you talked about. There's a sudden change in speed. Maybe you missed the sign. You're not familiar with the local area. You don't know where cops are laying in wait to catch you going a few miles over the limit. You know, yeah, it's a money grab. But, you know, I think it's even more so than exacting the money, man. I think they, since they have shown, at least here and other areas across the country, that people are willfully out here committing crimes, and there's a lack of will to actually segregate them from the public, man. It's like, okay, well, we don't want to lock you up. We want these no cash bail policies in effect. We want to turn you right back in the community and let you continue to do what you're doing. And if they're disarming us, we can't even defend ourselves against the criminals that the government doesn't want to punish for the laws that they've broken.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, man.
You could move to South Carolina.
right.
Or North Carolina or Georgia or Florida or, you know. And this is the thing I fully appreciate. And, I mean, Michigan, I've watched Michigan go from, I thought Michigan was a fairly gun-friendly state. And I've watched them deteriorate over time a little bit. And I'm having a hard time seeing the difference. You know, you guys have got open carrying permits and all this other stuff. And do you have a constitutional carry, permitless carry there?
Yeah, but here's the thing with open carry, you know, without a permit. I mean, you can't do it in a vehicle, right? If you're in a vehicle, you're automatically concealed carry. You need a license. So you're pretty much relegated to being on foot. And then there's still some places where you can't go even if you're open carrying on foot. Right. And you know what? You really need to know what the laws are. There was a time when I used to do an open carry class just to teach people, you know, how not to fall in any of the gray areas. And it ended up being like a three and a half hour course, man, just to go down into the weeds and show people how they can get tripped up. I mean, it's so much of a hassle that I tell people, even if you have no desire to conceal carry, just get your concealed carry permit and just open carry if that's your thing.
Right.
But, you know, there are some people, you know, I would imagine a large percentage of people don't really feel an urge to open carry. But here's the thing. It's the law. If it's legal by all means and you want to do it, do it, you know, like anything else. And anything else, you'll be, you know, responsible with the rights and freedoms that you have. You know, don't go out and, like, engage in any behavior that was the cause of sin, you know. But, you know, I like open carrying, but you know, the thing that personally that I realize is that if I'm out there with an exposed gun, I really have to be on high alert, man. And, it's mentally taxing to me to make sure that no knucklehead tries to do a gun grab on me.
You would have to have a retention holster.
Well, yeah, you would definitely need to have a retention holster, but you're basically, here's the thing. I'm all for it, and I'm not speaking against it. If that's your thing, just be mindful that there are people out there that aren't going to be afraid that you're openly carrying a gun.
Right.
You open carrying, you're doing it, you know, for a wide variety of reasons. Me, it's not only protection, it's also an exercise in your First Amendment. Hey, yep. I believe in guns, I own a gun, and I'm proud of it, and I'm going to carry it where I go. But like I said, it is a great deterrent, but see, there's some bad guys here, man. They're not scared of your gun.
Right.
They'll try to take it from you if they think they can get it.
Yep. Yep, they will. Indeed, they will. Anyway.
Hey, man, if I got a few seconds.
You don't have enough seconds, so you got to tell where you how to get a hold of you now.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, on IMDb with my buddy Bill Frady.
There you go. And here, whenever I can track him down, always coming here. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Hey, man, always a pleasure. Look forward to it again next week.
Yes, sir. As for me, I will be back in about 21 hours. In between now and then, you should remember this always. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.